Hello, I'm Jonathan Abro, an avid and intrepid traveler. From scuba diving to jungle trekking, from glacier walking to skydiving, I've traveled on all seven continents of the world. I've crossed into the Arctic and Antarctic circles. I've stood with my feet on both sides of the equator. And I've climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Despite having been diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and going blind, I have not stopped traveling. I just learned to travel in different ways. I hope that by sharing my travels and adventures with you, it'll encourage you to go on your own as well.
Today, we're heading across to incredible Iceland, a mere four-hour flight from London, home to Europe's largest glacier and our first stop on our trip. We flew across the country to the glacier and, after being fitted with our snow boots, got onto our snowmobiles to ride across the glacier. When we got to the top, we were told to turn off our engines and listen to the silence. It was magnificent. We were standing on the very top of the glacier. We could see forever in each direction, all the way down to the coast and beyond over the ocean. Annie had driven the snowmobile up to this point, and still having had enough vision at that time, I had not needed to use my white cane. So I told our guides that I would drive the snowmobile back down, but I wanted to be at the back of the line of snowmobiles. I had not told them about my vision, but did so at the end. They were delighted that I had done the driving on the way back down because I was clearly able to see enough to do so. On the way down, we stopped to look over the edge of a crevasse into the depths of the glacier. It went down forever. We ended our glacier ride by having lunch at the world's only on-glacier restaurant before climbing onto our amphibious bus, having a boat ride on the lake at the bottom of the glacier. It was quite amazing to be given chunks of ice to hold that were potentially thousands of years old, beautifully clear and sparkling water. We spent the next day wandering around the city of Reykjavik, the capital of Iceland. One of the things that we did that was not so touristy was to join the locals in a hot spring-fed swimming pool and hot tub. It was great fun spending the day wallowing in this warm water. For dinner that evening, we were sitting in a restaurant, and as we were getting later in the evening, the restaurant suddenly turned into a nightclub. Reykjavik is not called the party capital of Europe for nothing. The next day, we joined the Golden Circle Tour. It's a tour that takes you on some of the major highlights close by to Reykjavik, starting with beautiful waterfalls that we got to walk to and admire. Iceland is the country that geysers were first discovered in, and the word is actually from the Icelandic language. We got to the geyser and were told not to touch the water in the pools around it, as it was far too hot for humans to handle. This geyser started off by forming a beautiful blue bubble. It then shoots a huge spout of steam and hot water whooshing up into the air 30 meters high. It was totally mesmerizing. So Annie and I just stood there watching it as many times as we could. Others went off to have lunch, but we didn't bother with lunch. It was way more interesting to just watch this geyser shooting up into the air. Wow, what a sight. Next, we were walking down a rift that has been formed by the splitting of the European and American tectonic plates that meet in Iceland. It's quite amazing that this rift will keep growing over the years to come as the plates move further and further apart. It's also the site of the world's first parliament, where the chieftains of Iceland would meet once a year and discuss and agree all the laws of Iceland. Being a criminal in Iceland at that time was a really bad idea, because if you were caught, you were kept in jail all year until you came before the court of the parliament just that one time a year. We spent our last day at a geothermically heated pool called the Blue Lagoon. It's this beautiful pool of hot water that as you go deeper and deeper into it, gets hotter and hotter. We kind of all see how far in we can get and how deep we can go and how hot we can handle. The floor of this pool is covered in a white silica mud that is apparently good for you. Annie smeared this all over herself, but this was not for me, thanks. Iceland may be a really expensive place to go drinking alcohol, but the food there is delicious, especially the herring. I highly recommend this as a great four-day adventure choice. Whether or not you want to cover yourself in white mud, or herring is not to your taste buds, Iceland is a great destination for a long weekend's adventure. Join me next time on RNIB Connect Radio as we head off on another adventure. But for now, I'll leave you to plan your own.